Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I went ahead and filled out a dispute form. So my card had several fraudulent charges on it, and this was one of them. And I was calling to see, since it was pending, if you could stop the transaction. But I tried to call three times, so I ended up just doing a dispute form with the bank, and they will, I guess, do their thing.
Okay, no problem. May I please have your zip code?
66502.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why?
So I can pull up your account to further assist you?
I don't have an account. That's why I was calling. Someone
Yes,
stole my
ma'am.
card and used it to buy stuff there.
Yes, ma'am. So if you were charged from us, you have an account. So I will have to try my
I
best to locate
guarantee it
it.
won't be under my name. I don't even know what this is. Some kind of catalog company is what my bank said.
Okay, may I please have your first and last name?
Sure, my name is Jeremy, Jeremie. Last name Stanley, Stanley.
Would it be under a different name?
No, it sure wouldn't. It's not going to be under my name either. Someone stole my card and charged it here.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. May I please have your first and last name?
That is Jeremy Stanley is my first and last name.
Okay, so please allow me a brief moment to search for that name.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding.
Okay.
Okay, so I did not locate an account under that name, but would it be under K?
That's my middle name, yes.
Okay. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
Absolutely not.
Okay, if you're not going to verify your address, could you
I
verify
don't
your
even know
email?
what company this is, lady.
Yes, ma'am. So we are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So in order for me to better assist you, I would have to pull up your account. So
You
right now,
can't
I
assist me.
found.
I don't have an account.
Yes, ma'am. So right now, I found
That's
an
the whole
account.
problem.
Yes, ma'am. So right now, I found an account for you. So for me to get in it, you would have to actually verify. So if you're not going to verify your address, you can verify your email.
If someone has my name, my credit card, and my email, I'm going to the cops.
Yes, ma'am. So if this is fraudulent, as you state, then once I get into the account, I can transfer you over to our fraud department.
My email is katanawakazashi@gmail.com. That's KatanaWakizashi. Is that what's used on the account?
Yes, ma'am. Okay,
Holy
so
shit.
let's see.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so on March.
It's got to be PayPal. It has got to be PayPal. Holy crap. That's the only new account I set up with my email and my credit card. Oh.
So on March 25th, you placed the order for the technical bag where you only pay for shipping and handling, which was $5.74. And I do see where it was shipped to the address of 357 North 14th Street, Manhattan.
Okay, I don't remember that, but okay.
Okay, so you're stating that you didn't place that order for the technical bag where you only paid for shipping and handling of $5.74.
I seem to remember my son got a bag and it said it was supposed to be like a tactical backpack. And it
Yes.
said it was like 22 liters or something, and it came and it was like smaller than a purse.
Yes, ma'am. So that's what that is. So let's see. On March 29th, you got charged 6732. And let's see.
Yeah, for
In
what?
May 5th, you got charged to 5695. Okay, so let's go back to when you placed that order for that technical bag. So once
Oh my
you
gosh, so they've been charging me just over and over on this?
Yes, ma'am. So you were put
Holy
automatically inside
shoes.
of a trial where the terms and conditions stated that you had a certain amount of time to call in and cancel, or you'll be billed in full for that membership. So
For
you
what?
were, the membership is from the Factory Direct Savings Store. Basically, that technical bag was a welcoming gift for joining. And the membership consists of a $125 gift card and a $100 voucher that you can use at our store, online store, for any product at a discounted rate.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. So they've been charging me all this money for that tiny little backpack my son got once.
Well, it wasn't for the backpack, it was for the membership.
But I don't have a membership. I've never had a membership. I
So
don't know
once,
what this is.
yes, ma'am, so once you pay for the shipping and handling, it automatically places you inside of a trial. And the terms and
Holy
conditions
crap.
under there
Okay.
stated that you had a certain amount of time to call in and cancel. So your most recent charges was December 15th of 6732 and December 14th of, well, wait, November 11th of 6732, because the one on the 14th was declined. So that's where those charges come from.
Wow, who do I talk to get my money back?
Okay, so let's see. Well, you stated you already disputed these charges with your bank, correct?
Well, just the most recent one, I didn't know you'd been charging me monthly.
Yes, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions that, you know, if
No,
you
nothing
didn't.
was ever stated in the terms and conditions. That's complete bullshit.
Okay. Well, what I can do is I can go ahead and cancel out this account for you. That way you won't receive any more recurring charges. Please allow me a brief moment to do so.
Thank you. Yes.
No problem. Thank you for holding, ma'am. Okay, let's see. Okay, so I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yeah.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 263-300-954.
Okay. I'm assuming that there will be no additional help offered for however much. Can you tell me how much has been stolen from me over time? Like, what's the total amount that has been debited? You said May, then you said November and December.
Yes, ma'am. So from March 25th of where you placed that order, let's see, your first charge was March 29th of the 6732. And then from May 1st And then, let's see. June 1st. July 3rd. August 4th. September 6th. And October 9th. November 11th. December 15th. So basically, it was monthly.
So eight times I've been charged this money. And you said this is a place called Factory Direct Technical Store?
It was a welcoming gift from the Factory Direct Savings Store. So yes, you were in a membership.
Store. Can I get any additional details on that company, please? Saving store. You said 6732?
6732, yes. Excuse me.
So that's $538.56. That's definitely enough to take to small claims. So Factory Direct Savings Store, can I get more information on like address, customer service number? I'm assuming that this is the customer service number.
Yes, ma'am. As I stated before, I'm sorry.
The parent company is based out of what? Can I get that address and information, please?
I'm sorry, I don't have that information for you, but I can offer you a 50% on that 6732.
Oh, absolutely not. This is $538.56.
Yes, ma'am, but it was stated in the terms and conditions upon signing
there
up for
no
it.
There were no terms and conditions, lady.
Okay, so please allow me a brief moment to speak with my supervisor about it.
Sure.
Okay, so one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did speak with my supervisor about it, so I can fully refund you back the $6732 in full, but you would have to get your bank to call in and drop the dispute so we can issue you your full refund.
I have already spent over 2 hours trying to deal with the bank over all of this, so I assume I'll just keep that dispute going. I'll get my money back that way, right? Still.
Well, I offered you the full refund of that $6732, but you did state that you had already disputed the charges with your bank. So in order for you to receive that full refund, you would have to either call in with your bank on the line or have your bank call us so we can issue out that full refund.
Okay. I do have a couple additional questions. This order took place on March what?
Where it began?
Yeah, where this all began.
Yes, on March 25th is when you placed that order for that technical bag of shipping and handling of $5.74.
$5.74. March 25th. So I don't obviously get a receipt or anything like that from that. How would I have seen any terms and conditions? Can you tell me what name that might have been under or something?
Okay, so from the factory direct savings store, upon you being charged monthly, as I stated before, you should have received $125 gift card and $100 voucher, which
did
will
not.
Be in
nope.
your email. And if it's not in your primary, it should be in your spams.
What would that have come from? Like the email. I'm in my email looking at March right now.
So it's either from the factory direct savings store or something that is from the technical bag.
I don't have anything that's, I'm trying to find it. Do you know what name that would be sent under, what email address?
Not exactly. I wouldn't know.
Okay. I understand you probably handle a bunch of different companies.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. But no, I wouldn't know. But I did go ahead and cancel out this account completely, so you shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges. And also, I did offer you the full refund, but you will have to actually call back with your bank or have your bank call us.
Okay, and then could I please get that information on the parent company so I can follow up?
I'm sorry, one more time for me.
I need to get the information of the parent company called Factory Direct Savings Store. Basically, I would like the information to contact them on a legal dispute.
So this would be
the,
but this would be the number that you call for them.
Oh, okay. So I would like to start working on fraud legal proceedings. Can I please, how do I start that?
Okay, so allow me a brief moment, please.
Sure.
All right. I'm still here. Just allow me another brief moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, so in order for you to get in contact with corporate, I would have to give you the email for
okay,
you to contact
okay,
them. Okay.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
Okay, so that email is support@trygetyourdeluxeproducts.com, and I can spell it for you. So S-U...
That's okay, you don't have to spell it.
Okay, so support@ trygetyourdeluxeproducts.com.
And I don't have any sort of email or anything. It looks like I never have, and that should have come from factory something. I don't have that sender in my history at all.
Even in your spam?
Yep, even in my spam. So try get your nope,
deluxeproducts.com.
Nope, I don't have anything there either. Hold on, let me check spam on this one.
This email is to contact support because you asked, who do you contact?
So, wait a second. That would just start me over with someone in your same, like, department again?
No, this is how you get to corporate. We are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So, this email that I'm giving you is how you get to...
directly to them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
That's 100% canceled. I won't see any further charges.
No, ma'am. No more charges on your account. And also,
but
remember,
I'd have to go all the way back or cross town to the bank to get them on the phone and everything again.
You can have them call us. You can have us call, have them call us and say that they dropped the dispute.
Is there a way that I can get directly back to you instead of waiting 2 hours, 2.5 hours?
I'm sorry. No, ma'am. You have to actually give us a call back. And, you know, if they don't answer, you have to request the call back and we'll call you back.
Yeah.
But it's not 100% that you'll get me back.
Okay. Gosh, I would prefer refund just because they said that dispute can take multiple days.
Yes, ma'am. It's because you disputed first with your bank. So if you didn't do the dispute, then I would have been able to refund you. But because you did that, they have to call in and let us know that they dropped a dispute.
All right, I'll just reach out to the corporate, and for now, we'll just keep the dispute.
Okay,
so
well,
start all over again.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if there's not anything else that I can help you on today, I would like to thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you, and I hope you have a good day, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.